Okay, we're here at the beginning of Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. So let's just jump right in. So you'll notice that the first few prakim, primarily we dealt with Kriya Shema, and now we're going to make a shift. We're going to start talking about Tzfila, which is essentially synonymous with just saying the Shemona Esrei. So let's just jump right in. Tzfila Sashachar Ar Chatzos. We're allowed to say Shemona Esrei in the morning until Chatzos. That's one opinion. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, really you can only say it until the 4 hours of the day. So Shema, you really can only say until 3 hours of the day. And Shemona Esrei, you can say until 4 hours of the day. Now, Lamaisa, really what we possibly like for this is that ideally a person should say it within the first 4 hours of the day. Again, if a person, for whatever reason, finds that they were not able to or whatever, something like, there are reasons why a person may find themselves that they cannot do it, so you are indeed allowed to go until Chatzos at the end of the day. Tefilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. When it comes to Mincha, the Mishnah says you're allowed to say it until the evening. Now the whole question is, what does this mean, evening? We'll get back to that in a second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. You can really only say Mincha up until this time that he calls Plag HaMincha. So, going back for a second, when the Tanakhama says you can say it up until the evening, so obviously we know that we only say Mincha up until Shkia. So what does it mean when the Mishnah says up until the evening? Well, so one possibility is just that when they said Erev, they really just meant sunset, they just meant Shkia. Another possibility is that technically, Me'ikar Adin, we really can say Mincha up until the three stars come out, but since nowadays we are essentially in doubt, we don't know the Bein HaShemashos period, we don't know really if it's evening or if it's considered the evening or it's the day, so therefore we say up until evening technically, but really we can only do it until Shkia, until sunset, because that's when we can say for sure it is still daytime. Tefilas Erev in La Keva, we know that for Mariv, they're really essentially, the Mishnah says there's no set time, there's no real limit to it. So interestingly, we know that when it came to Shema, we said ideally the Chachamim say we should say Shema for the evening until Chatzos, no later than Chatzos, and B'dieved you can say it later on, past Chatzos. When it comes to the Shemona Esrei part of Mariv, technically there is no real set end. So even the Chachamim, it would seem, don't even say that there is a technical end to that. Again, we say Shemona Esrei and Shema at night together. So if that's the case, then if you're going to say them together, then whenever you say one, the other one has to be said. So if Shemona Esrei of the evening, if Shema has to be said before Chatzos, then ideally so should Shemona Esrei of the evening, but technically Me'ikar Adin, you are not required to say it at any real set time. This has to be sometime in between when the three stars come out, and before it starts to get light outside. B'shem Musaf in Kol Yom, and when it comes to the Musaf prayer that we say on holidays and Shabbos, that can be said the whole day. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Sheva Shos. Now, really, you can only say it up until 7 hours of the day, which is essentially 1 hour after Chatzos. We in general, so we always say Musaf, you know, pretty early in the morning, right after Shacharis. But in theory, I believe that we do possibly that if for whatever reason you missed Musaf, you can actually say it even later in the day. So, for example, let's say you woke up really late Shabbos morning, totally past the Zman of Shacharis, so you can't say that anymore. So what you do is you daven Mincha, and then after Mincha, you can actually add Musaf to that. That's what we would do, I believe, Lamaisa. Mishnah Beis. So there's this interesting idea, says Rabbi Nechunia ben Hakana, that when a person enters into a Beis Medrash and when a person leaves a Beis Medrash, they should say a short prayer. Now, I don't think that the custom actually is to do this. I believe the Rambam actually said that, based on the language of the Mishnah, that you are chayv, you actually are obligated to say these prayers. Again, nowadays, I don't think we actually do it, but there is an opinion that says we are obligated to do so. And so what are these prayers exactly? Well, if you open up I think a lot of Gemara is, if you open up the front cover, and I know Art Scroll has it in the front cover, it has, you know, the prayer for when you go into the Beis Medrash and the prayer for when you leave the Beis Medrash. So the actual text is there, and I'm happy to show anyone if anyone wants to see it afterwards. But the general gist of it, what are they all about? So, Amru Lo, Ma Makum L'Tfila Zo, some students or some people asked Rabbi Nechunia ben Hakana, what's the place of this prayer? Like, what is this prayer all about? What are you really saying it for? So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Nechunia ben Hakana responds to them, Mechni Sasi Ani Mispalel, when I enter into the Beis Medrash, I'm davening, Shelo Tera Takala Al Yadi, that as a result of something that I teach, or as a result of something that I paskin, no one should make a mistake. So either that could be that, you know, I'll teach a ruling and then other people will follow it and it'll be found out that I was actually wrong in that matter. Or maybe, you know, I was teaching some other rabbis and they paskin for someone else. But basically, the idea is that he makes a mistake in probably a matter of halacha. So he prays that God will help him not make a mistake in a matter of halacha. We see Asi, and when he leaves the Beis Medrash, Anino Sein Hodaya Achaki, he says, I give thanks for my lot, the fact that I have been granted the opportunity to learn Torah in my life, and there are other people in the world who have not been granted the opportunity to learn Torah. In particular, Jews have the obligation to learn Torah, non-Jews do not have the obligation, so that's what he's thanking God for that lot. We'll do just a Mishnah Gimel real quick. So Rabban Gamliel, Omer b'chol yom espara ad mishmona es, right? So there's a three-way machlokas in this Mishnah, an interesting one. Rabban Gamliel says that you can... the Cholim is called Adam Shmona Esrei, that a person should be davening the full 18 blessings Shmona Esrei every single day. Rabbi Yehoshua Meir may ain Shmona Esrei. He says no. So Rabbi Yehoshua says you only are obligated to daven the abridged version. So what is the abridged version? We'll get there in a second. Rabbi Kiva Meir im shagura tefila so befit, if he's like fluent in prayer and he knows the prayers, he's pas Shmona Esrei, he should daven the Shmona Esrei every single day. But if he's not really fluent in the prayers, main Shmona Esrei, he should daven the abridged Shmona Esrei. So this is a really interesting machlokas, because it seems like nowadays we don't necessarily have the abridged Shmona Esrei. We, for the most part, seem to daven a full Shmona Esrei not only every day, but three times a day. So the question is really, what is this abridged Shmona Esrei? So it sounds somewhat familiar to what we said earlier, that a Baal Keri, you'll remember a couple of days ago, we said that if a guy realizes that he had a seminal mission and he has to go to the mikveh, then when it comes to his davening Shmona Esrei, he's right in the middle, so the Mishnah says he should abridge his Shmona Esrei. So it seems this is probably the same idea. The abridged Shmona Esrei there is the same as the abridged Shmona Esrei here, which seemingly is just about abridging each one of the 13 blessings in the middle. Some might actually say that there is an even more abridged version than that, but at the end of the day, as far as I know, we do not actually do the abridged version. Ever in general, we always do the full Shmona Esrei. Again, if there's a reason why you're not sure, maybe you think you would fall into the category of saying the abridged Shmona Esrei, feel free to talk to me afterwards, but in general, we do say the full Shmona Esrei three times a day. Okay, stop right here.